Hey, what's up? This is Matt Dietz, and this is Agency Launch. This is the show where I talk about running an insurance agency. I talk about sales and marketing strategies for insurance agents. I talk about staffing for insurance agents. I talk about retention and customer service for insurance agents. One of the most popular questions that I get right now is, hey, Matt, I know I'm supposed to quote a certain amount of people every day. How do I find people to quote? Well, if you text me right now to 208-213-8809, I have an asset pulled directly from my masterclass that I'm giving out for free. Text me 20 policies to 208-213-8809, and I will show you how to write 20 policies this week. On with the show. Hey, what's up? So today I wanted to talk about customer service and some things that I notice and think about once in a while that I think are very relevant into what we do. I hate bad customer service. And I think out in the world, it's harder and harder to find good service for one reason or another. And I think I hate it so much because we try so hard to give great service. It's the one thing that really can separate you from your competition. Like, we all have similar products. We have no control of our pricing, you know, and it's the one thing that we really, really can control. And the thing that we try and do differently, or the thing that we try and do regularly, and I think it is differently, but it depends on the people you have in your office and how they're trained and your culture and things like that in your office. But I really want you and your team to lead with yes and not lead with no. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. I guess I'll tell you one story. Years ago, my wife and I bought some movie tickets for one of my kids' class, and we got a deal. It was like $5 a ticket, you know, and we went to the movie theater and we went to buy the tickets, and we went to the guy sitting behind the ticket counter like, hey, we're here from so-and-so school. We're here to buy whatever, 20 tickets for this class. We were told it was going to be, you know, $5 a ticket. And the guy right out of the gate said, I can't do that. And I was like, well, we had already talked to the manager and they said that was the deal that we were going to get. So, you know, can you help us figure that out? And he's like, I literally can't do that. He goes, look. And then he went above and beyond to show me that he couldn't do it. He spun his screen around and he went, look, there's no way I can make these $5. I was like, cool, man. And this is an older guy. I mean, he was like retired and he was just giving it to me. And I was like, cool, man. Can I talk to your supervisor? And he's like, yes. And he went away in a huff and he came back and with the supervisor. And she goes, I explained the situation. He goes, oh, okay. You're the guy that called earlier. Here you go. And she like clicked two things and she was like, $100, please. And I was like, here you go. And she's like, here's your 20 tickets. And like, she did it in like 4.5 seconds. And I walked out of there and I was pissed. I was like, what is that? You know, that guy needed to tell me no. He didn't say, gosh, I've never done that before, or you're the first person that's ever asked me that, or let me figure out how to do that for you, or let me go get my supervisor. And it was none of that. It was just a hard no. Now, I was talking to someone recently about why are people like that? You know, why won't they help? Why won't they lead with yes? Why won't they lead with let me try? Your team and you and yourself have the ability to service your clients with a yes mentality. Okay? Now, whether you can get it done or not is different. It depends on the situation, right? But it's an attitude that I think needs to be fostered from the top down. And I think that it's something that can permeate your entire operation if everybody's trying to really be helpful. We always preach customer service. We give good customer service, blah, 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 blah. But like, are you, you know, are you paying attention to your team? Are they really trying to help? Or are they trying to flex some sort of power that they need to exude, you know, because they personally have to control the situation and they have to be the one that is telling the customer what the deal is, you know, and that is something that has to be fixed. It's got to be caught early and it has to be kind of retrained. Now, the reason that I believe that people lead with no is because they need to feel like they're in charge. They have to, again, they have to exhibit some form of power. They have to be in control of the situation. If they say no, people love to give bad news. Jesus, if you look at the news, if you look at your social media feeds, people are just blasting bad news, bad news, bad news. I mean, if you are, pay attention to the conversations you're in. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? They just got a divorce. Or hey, did you hear about so-and-so's kid? They just failed out of school. Or hey, did you hear about blah, blah, blah? Like there's so much bad news and people love to share and gossip and share and gossip. And this is another form of that. And, you know, psychologically, it makes people feel better to share bad news because it makes them look good, okay? Or it's a power thing. So that person who is leading with no, maybe this is the only place in their life where they have some form of say. They have some form of power. Maybe they don't have any power at home. You know, maybe they don't get to make any decisions in their life. And this is where they get to flex their power. I think that's something that you need to pay attention to and you need to be aware of when it comes to your team members, okay? In my agency, I have jumped out of my office when I hear an employee leading with no, okay? Especially with this happens with claims. I think you're going to have this happen with claims. Sometimes this might happen with a billing situation, but you hear with claims where you have someone, I hear everything that goes on in my agency. So if I hear a client go, yeah, oh, you have water in your house? Okay, how did you get it in there? And then I don't necessarily hear what the client is saying, but my employee in the past would say, oh, that's definitely not covered. Like you do not want to necessarily do that right out of the gate. Okay, it's okay to give your client hope. It's okay for you to be a resource for them. And let's gather all of the facts, you know, before we slam the door in our poor client who has water in their basement or something like that. Okay, so I will jump out and I've jumped out before and I say, hey, put them on hold and tell me what's going on. And they'll put them on hold. And then they'll tell me the story. I say, hey, here's what I need you to do. Okay. Say, look, I need you to get empathetic with them. So I'm terribly sorry. That must be horrible. Let's figure out what we need to do next. A lot of times we need to get a restoration company out there. Let's make sure it gets dried out. And let's get to the bottom of what happened here. I can't tell you yes or no that this is going to be covered or not, because that's not my job, you know, but let's figure out what's going on. Let's see what we can do to help you out in this tough situation. You can soften the blow even a little bit. You can say, look, even if you know that this is not going to be covered, like they say, well, this has been going on for a long time. Looks like there's some mold and there's some dry rot. I will be soft with them. I'll say, look, you know what? What we need to do is we need to find out how this water got there. In my experience, you know, when there's mold or there's dry rot, that's a tough thing, but we are going to do whatever we can to try. I like to tell them, I'm like, we're going to try and find coverage for you. And then you can be honest with them. Once we learn what happened, once we learn, well, it was a slow leak and you know 100% that it's not covered, you can kind of break the news. Say, hey, look, here's what I would recommend. You know, in my experience, slow leaks are not covered. You're more than welcome to file the claim. We can go through the situation, you know, and if they do find coverage for it, great. But you're going to have to pay your deductible and blah, blah, blah. But I don't, in my situation or in my experience, I haven't seen coverage for a claim like this in my career. Okay. Like you can say that to them. And I've had people file claims anyway and say, fine, man, I don't care. File a claim anyway. And then the adjuster will go out and if it is what it is, and it was a slow leak, they'll deny the claim. And you know, that's the customer's prerogative to take it all the way to the end. We're trying to help them, you know, not file the claim and not have a zero payout claim on their policy, because that's a real drag and their rates could go up. But I think it's fine to set expectations, say, look, let's gather all the information instead of jumping the gun and just saying, hey, there's absolutely no coverage for this. Like, good luck. Like you can't do that. There's a better way to be empathetic to your clients and to help them through the situation. Same thing goes with like billing situations or policy cancellations. Sometimes things happen, you know, maybe they change bank accounts. Maybe there was a transposed number on a routing or checking number and the draft didn't go through. Maybe the policy canceled. Maybe it's been 10 days. And maybe it's been a situation where you have seen, you've never been able to get a policy reinstated for one reason or another. That shouldn't hamper you from trying to make it right. Okay, so you can call your service center. Let's say a policy canceled because we got the wrong information and the routing and checking number, some numbers were transposed and the draft didn't happen and the policy canceled and we didn't catch it for like a month or something like that and they had no coverage for a month and you've never successfully been able to reinstate that policy because of a situation like that. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Okay, you should say, look, I see what's happened here. I'm going to call my service center. I'm going to do everything I can to try and make this right. That puts the client at ease. And you can say, I can't promise that I'm going to get this done, but I'm going to do everything I can to try and make this right and to make it so that we can grab the payment and like we'll make this so that it looks like nothing happened and coverage is continuous and you're going to be good to go. Like that way they're going to feel like you're helping them, okay? You could set the expectation. You say, look, I'm not sure if we can get this done. I haven't been able to do this before, but you know, I'm gonna do everything I can and get in front of the right people to help them out. Okay. Like that's how you gotta handle that situation. You cannot come out of the gate and be like, well, you know, you should have paid attention to your draft and it didn't come out and your policy canceled and this is all your fault, and there's nothing I can do to help you out. Like that's not helpful. You know, and even if you can't get it reinstated, at least you tried, and they will know that you tried and that you were there in their best interest and you were looking out for the best interest. And that's the approach you want to take. So when you're talking with your team and you're listening to conversations and things like that, just lead with yes, please lead with yes. Or let me try and help you. Let me do everything I can to try and help you. I've been surprised. I have had, you know, late fees refunded that I never thought we could get refunded. I've had policies reinstated that I never thought I'd get reinstated. I have had claims that were once denied turned around and covered. Okay. So I've had policies that didn't have the coverage on the policy at the time of a loss, and we talked to the right people and we got the coverage placed on the policy retroactively, so it was covered. Like there are things that you can do to help people out, okay? But try and help them, okay? Lead with yes, lead with empathy, and your clients will stay with you longer, okay? They're not gonna be upset, and they'll at least know that you're looking out for them, okay? And that's what's important. That's how you keep clients longer, okay? They're not gonna wanna be with someone who's just gonna continually tell you, no, there's nothing I can do to help you out. Okay. So that's my plea to you and your team today. Work on that. Don't be a no agency, be a yes agency and do your best to help people out. Okay. That's what I got for you today. My name is Matt. This is Agency Launch. You can find me all over the place. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm active on Instagram and Twitter at Dietz Agency. Send me a text 208-213-8809. Hop in my community and don't forget about Agency Launch. It's my masterclass where I teach you everything you need to know on how to run an agency. Thank you so much for listening. Keep up the good work.